I'm John Papa, Silverlight Evangelist at Microsoft, and today I'm here with Scott Guthrie. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thanks for having me.
So what do you do at Microsoft for those who aren't aware?
Sure, I work in the developer division, and I run a couple teams that do kind of core.NET, some of our web server technology, things like ASP.NET, and then Silverlight, WPF, and our Windows Phone 7 development tools.
Great, so you're kind of one of the founding fathers of Silverlight at Microsoft. One of the, right?
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. You know, it's funny, cause, you know, Silverlight is still so new. So everyone talks about it like, oh, remember when? And it's like, it was only, you know, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
We did it.
But,
yeah.
What, 22 versions in those 2.5 years?
You know, it feels like 22. I've been part of Silverlight since the beginning.
Oh, great. And for those of you wondering, we're actually outside at the soccer fields across from one of our buildings here on campus, hoping not to get too involved in the game as the interview goes on. But, Scott, we wanted to talk a little bit about what's been coming out lately. It's a lot of buzz about Windows Phone 7 and Silverlight. And you and I were just talking a minute ago about what interests you the most. What's the coolest parts?
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of months, our main focus on the team has been around Windows Phone 7 and getting that release out. It's, Windows Phone 7 for us at Microsoft in general, but also specifically on the Silverlight team is, mm-hmm. you know, just a massive release. You know, it's fair to say in the phone space, we haven't been doing so well the last couple of years. And, you know, Windows Phone 7 is a pretty dramatic reboot of kind of our whole phone strategy. And new interface, very new set of hardware, you know, full touch enabled, and a new programming model that's really built entirely around Silverlight for applications and XNA for hardcore gaming. And so, it's a pretty exciting time, and it's shipping, you know, any day now, depending on when this airs.
Yeah.
And it's just involved a ton of work. On our side, in terms of, you know, really, how do you enable great applications for it? Because the applications at the end of the day are probably going to sell the phone more than anything. And so on the Silverlight team, we've been pretty heads down trying to make sure, squeeze out every ounce of performance we can. And the nice thing about the phone for us, you know, when we started Silverlight, we always thought about mobile and phone form factors. Mm-hmm. But if you think back to what the world looked like 3 years ago, you know, at the time, you know, I think iPhone had been announced but hadn't shipped yet. The people's definition of what a phone app looked like was just completely different.
Yeah.
And, you know, now, you know, everyone takes, full touch enabled, multi-finger gesture kind of device as a given. And the nice thing is, you know, we found with Silverlight, it delivers kind of an awesome programming experience for building those types of apps. You know, things like layout, animations, you know, visual state management, animation easing, you know, all these things are great on the desktop. But on the phone, they're absolutely critical. And, you know, the nice thing is we have a really sweet programming model for doing it. And a lot of what we spent the last year on, really, and it's, you know, it's really only been about 15 months that we've been working hardcore on this. So everything you've seen is still relatively fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how do we kind of use the GPU on the device as much as possible?
Right.
And, you know, the real trick with touch is how do you make it glitch-free? And, you know, any type of stuttering, any type of visual impact, you know, to a consumer is really going to be noticeable. And so, you know, some of the things that we pioneered with Silverlight on the phone, it's the same programming model as Silverlight on the desktop. But from an implementation perspective, for example, the Silverlight for phone actually is the first one that has something we call background animations.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the way that works is instead of running the storyboards on the main UI thread within the application like we do today on the desktop, we instead set up the storyboards and then actually run the animations on a background thread. The benefit there is, you know, if you have input or something else that's going on, some network activity, you're not going to cause any sort of general stuttering and you get very fluid and very seamless.
Right.
And from a developer perspective, the great thing is you don't do anything different than how you do animations today. So there's nothing new to learn. There's no kind of background threading tasking that you need to kind of master. And things like that background off-thread kind of capability, we're going to bring that optimization to the client as well. So for desktop apps, the next version of Silverlight, you'll see that as well, that feature. But those types of things in terms of really leveraging the GPU has made just a world of difference. We also do, you know, for people that are familiar with Silverlight 3 and Silverlight 4, we have this feature called cache composition, which allows you to kind of freeze the UI tree, and then you can basically animate it on the GPU and then unfreeze it to kind of, again, get that smooth animations. So like for Windows Phone, we actually now will automatically do cache composition if we can detect that the tree is not actively changing. Again, just giving it that extra performance boost. So lots and lots of optimizations, and then lots of new controls like the pivot and the panorama control that give you kind of that very Windows Phone 7 look and feel.
Yeah, because they're built for the phone specifically.
They're built specifically for the phone, and the goal is, if you know how to use like a list box today, you know how to use the pivot and panorama control.
Yeah.
And so it's again very simple programming model, very easy, very familiar with what you know.
And the navigation service in Windows Phone is built right into the phone device,
with
the back buttons and the Windows buttons, and it's the same programming model we use on the desktop too.
Yep.
So it's all the same, which is
I keep saying that. I mean I made a point at Mix where I sort of said, it's not Silverlight different, it's not Silverlight light,
mm-hmm.
It is Silverlight, and it's there are a set of controls that are phone specific. The Bing Maps control for Silverlight is one. Panorama Pivot right now are phone specific. But the programming models and everything that you've learned with Silverlight, pretty much just apply and you can use it. And that type of consistency, I think, makes a big difference. And we're at the stage right now where we're working with kind of key app developers as they kind of polish, and that there's a set of developer devices out there that people are doing tuning. And the big question in our mind 6 months ago or 7 months ago when we announced it was, will we get the apps?
Right.
And there's still a lot of work left to do. There's still a lot more apps that we want to get, but it's been cool because the team stops by my office usually every other day and says, hey, check out this new app. And I can't announce all the big names because I need them to announce their names first.
I'm sure they'll all be coming out relatively soon anyway.
Yeah, but it's great when you build a platform and you look at these apps and you're like, how did they do that? And so I've seen some apps that do stuff that I didn't think would ever be possible with the first generation. And
it's amazing how far we've come in a short period of time.
Yeah. And so it's looking good. There's a lot of work to do. I definitely would not claim victory in the phone space by a big margin just yet. But it's pretty exciting to see, and it definitely has come a long ways really fast.
So what kind of advice would you give to the developer community or the business community even, or consumer-facing community, on creating mobile apps for Windows Phone 7 today?
Well, I think one of the things that is different a little bit about Phone 7 as well from a Silverlight perspective is the opportunity to use the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in the past, building a Silverlight app is great. Because I can build a cool app, I can build a great app my customers like, but we've always kind of left it up to you to figure out how to monetize. And, whether it's advertising, whether it's, media subscriptions, whether it's line of business, mm-hmm. There have been ways to monetize, but it isn't a direct case where we're putting, I call it coin in your pocket. And with Windows Phone 7, we are. And so there is a marketplace. You can build an app, you can upload it to the marketplace. When someone buys the app, you get, I think, 70% of the revenue. And so there is this big opportunity, and partly because the marketplace is just starting and the phone market is just starting for Windows Phone, there isn't, in a weird way for developers, it's good that there aren't 200,000 apps already in the marketplace,
because
mm-hmm. it means that you have an opportunity to be first.
Oh yeah, you could write the first calculator app, for example, and maybe that's the winner.
Yeah, I've seen someone has a tip calculator app.
Yes.
And it's one of the top 10 apps in our internal marketplace right now, just because there's only a couple dozen apps that have been uploaded to the internal marketplace. The external one hasn't gone live yet, and so there's a lot of external customers. But I do think there's a big opportunity where being first does make a big difference, and we've seen this with every phone market. So the biggest advice I'd give would be install the tools, build the first app, run through the tutorials. As John and I mentioned, it's really easy, and if you know Silverlight mm-hmm. today, it is the same concepts that you already know. And, I look for those opportunities and, will you become a billionaire overnight? Probably not. But there is an opportunity where you can build a good app, you can get people using it. And
it takes the whole sales and marketing focus out of a developer's arsenal there, because they may not be mm-hmm. a sales and marketing person already.
Yep.
I know I'm not.
Yeah.
But I can build an app in my spare time and put it up in the marketplace and maybe make some money.
Yeah. And, I think also in this day and age where, more and more services are available, whether it's through OAuth or Atom or mm-hmm. OData or what have you. It's also possible for you to build a front end to a service that someone else actually runs. And so, you know, it's also, again, a great opportunity where if you build a cool app that visualizes some data, you can build, bring that data from anywhere. And, you know, people buy it, you get paid. You know, we've focused a lot on the enterprise the last couple of years. You're going to see this sort of renewed focus on, you know, allowing you not only to build great enterprise apps, which is clearly a place we're going to continue to invest very heavily in, but also with a lot of our products, you know, Silverlight, you'll see it with the browser, you'll see it with, you know, our web server, you know, a lot of our technologies, both in terms of, say, ASP.NET MVC, some of the helpers and controls we're coming out with for web, ASP.NET Web Forms, and our new kind of ASP.NET Pages and Web Matrix products, where, you know, you can start to build kind of consumer-facing apps and take advantage of things like Azure, where you can get that, that kind of elastic scale. And the tools, the client, the server, all those pieces fit together pretty nicely and really provide a business model so that you as the developer can monetize it. And from a cost perspective, you know, you're not having to invest thousands in order to build your app.
Right.
You know, you can use free tools. You can actually take advantage of elastic hosting so you're not having to pay much or anything if your app isn't popular. And, you know, I think it's a good time to be a developer.
What's really impressive, too, is that all the technologies are starting to merge and cross over. So we have Silverlight being actually a integrator into Windows Phone 7. We've got the Pivot Viewer Control, which came out, I think, 6-7 months ago.
Yep.
We started talking about that at Mix. And that's, you know, been working with Silverlight as well. So we've got a lot of these controls and different teams working together.
Yep.
Even the ASP.NET team and the IE teams, you know, we're talking about HTML5 and Silverlight and how they can communicate with each other. So the future is still pretty bright.
Yeah, the future's bright, and I think, you know, I think the future will be more interesting than ever.
I think so, and maybe a good segue into our discussion about a recent article that was posted by Brad Becker of our Silverlight product management team. He's talking about, I forget the exact title that he put up there, but the future of HTML5 and Silverlight. There's been a lot of perspectives and speculation out there about what the future of these technologies are, and if they're fighting against each other, they're with each other, and what our strategy is at Microsoft.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate a little on that?
Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, I think in general, you know, I'd say, you know, two trends around the industry that, you know, kind of, I mentioned a little bit earlier, which is, you know, the number of touch points we have with customers is just exploding. You know, mobile being a key one, TV will be another key one, in addition to obviously the PC and desktop operating systems and tablets and, you know, it's...
all sorts of devices,
It's a great time to be a developer. And so, you know, from a question of how you build the great, best apps to all those things, you know, we're big believers in both HTML5 and Silverlight and other things. You know, it's not simply those two. But, you know, we're investing very heavily in HTML5, obviously with IE9. And you're going to see, you know, you know, ASP.NET, you'll see Visual Studio, you'll see... you know, a lot of, you know, all of our core products take advantage of it. And, you know, we're big fans of standards. You know, our goal is to have the best standards implementation out there.
Right.
You know, at the same time, we think also there are technologies that are proprietary or maybe single vendor or small number of vendors. And that those are, you know, also great ways to actually differentiate with your customer. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of your customers don't care so much how something was implemented. They care they had the best possible experience. And for us, Silverlight's one of those technologies that we definitely believe in very much in and that we're investing very heavily in. And so, you know, in the, you know, things like the phone and mobile and space like that, there's very clear reasons why Silverlight's big differentiated in terms of that type of touch and animation and smoothness, you know, we think is a key technology characteristic that Silverlight brings to the table.
But you can really push the envelope with Silverlight on those kind of devices.
Yeah. But also in the desktop, you know, I think the article that you mentioned, you know, we think of Silverlight even just within the desktop browser, not just today, but in the future, really differentiating like it always has with media, you know, things like smooth streaming, live, content protection, multi-codec support.
Yeah, the desktop install experience for out-of-browsers.
Yeah, those are key things on the media side. And then on the app side, I'd say out-of-browser certainly is one of the key characteristics that Silverlight 3 and especially Silverlight 4 has brought. And also then in the line of business and kind of rich data and control space and rich visualization. You know, those are all things that we think you know, Silverlight really differentiates on inside the browser. And so, you know, we don't think the future is going to be necessarily one or the other. You're going to see us invest very, very heavily in HTML5. You're going to see us invest very, very heavily in Silverlight. And
there's always been several technologies, and it's always good to push in multiple directions at once, too. Yeah. But as a developer, I mean, one of the things you always do is you evolve.
Yep.
You do what's right for the project at the time,
yep.
and you choose the right technology. And I don't think we're doing anything different than that.
Yeah, and you're going to see us, you know, I think provide a really nice blend of both mm-hmm. and let developers use for the specific audience and the specific scenarios what makes the most sense. And, you know, we're not going to try to have 20,000 different options, but we do think that there are going to be options, and those options are good.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you coming on, and I know we've got a lot to talk about. You're getting ready for PDC, and
yeah.
we've got a lot of conferences coming up this fall. You got to give us a little glimpse of what you're going to talk about at PDC yet?
Still trying to figure out, yeah. It's looks like I'm going to be speaking there. I got a new baby on the way, so...
congratulations.
So, yeah, so I'm actually going to be technically on parental leave during the PDC, but likely I'm going to be making an appearance.
Maybe we could just video you in from the hospital.
No, thankfully, it's a couple, you know, about a month afterwards.
Okay.
But I'm trying to lock down now before the baby comes exactly what I'm doing at PDC.
It's always good to plan
ahead. So, likely I will... make my usual appearance and finalize. You know, I think the fun thing is just sort of, I think, just how much cool stuff's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think both from a developer perspective, I feel good in terms of just the pace at which we're moving right now. We're moving pretty fast. If anything, people are complaining we're moving too fast. But I think, you know, I think the other thing that really the next year is going to bring is... You know, less the, you know, how many more APIs can my team churn out,
right.
but also kind of the shift where instead of it being an emerging thing, you know, for Silverlight, and this is true for some of our, you know, cloud and server pieces as well, you know, we're shifting into a model where it's there, and now it's a question of how do you use it best and how do you monetize.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the great thing for developers is there's plenty of APIs still to learn, and there's, you know, to be clear, still plenty of APIs we're going to come out with.
Right.
But also, you know, it's an interesting time and a good time where now you're going to be able to take those APIs and those capabilities and switch into the gear of, you know, putting coin in your pocket and making money off of it. And I think, you know, as much as we love the technology, you know, loving the technology and being able to actually earn a good living off of it is an even better place to be. And you know,
yeah.
I think you'll probably hear more about that, you know, in the weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a good time to be a developer, and it's a good time to get ready for PDC. I know I'm getting excited about my stuff there, too.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of good sessions. The great thing also for people that can attend, PDC unfortunately sold out pretty quickly, or unfortunately if you're not already got a ticket. The good news, though, is all the sessions are going to be online live as well
right.
as streamed. And so the great thing is, even if you don't have a ticket, mm-hmm. you can basically bring up your browser, and it'll all be done with Silverlight. And you can basically watch it in smooth HD, and it'll feel just like you're there, and you'll be able to get all the information online, both at the time, and then also, you know, weeks and months afterwards, you'll be able to keep watching it and go back if you want to check something out again.
Hey, and Scott, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure. Always great to be here.
To all of you, you know, hopefully I'll see you at PDC. If not, hopefully you'll see us online through the video. Scott will be in there as well. I've got a session up at PDC, and we're looking forward to seeing you all. And thanks for watching Silverlight TV.